Hi.
Welcome to the last episode of Ben Trippin' with Brad and Hank.
We have officially been trippin' in the past tense now.
We have been trippin'.
And we are now done trippin'.
We are done. We've
trippin'. Come off the high.
And today we have a special guest with us. Hank, do you want to introduce a special guest?
That's my little sister, Kathleen.
Hello.
So she lives in my house.
My name is Kathleen.
That's her.
Yes.
And she is funny. So I was like, you know, she'd be a good guest for joining us in our little recap of the trip.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So let's talk about what we didn't get to talk about. We didn't get to talk about Portland and Boston, essentially.
So yesterday we recorded a little bit, but we realized that the Bluetooth on Bradley's phone was connected to a worse mic, so it didn't sound very good.
And the mic was on the other side of the room.
Yeah.
So, and we mentioned that in the... I mean, we recorded the five-minute episode, that's right. So we're fine.
Which, that ended with me saying a naughty word, right? Or did you stop recording before I said the bad word?
Do you need me to edit out the bad word? Because I can.
No, that's perfectly fine.
Okay.
I'm sure that my parents will find that hysterical.
Sweet.
That I said a bad word when I wasn't supposed to. Mm-hmm. Because we saw an immense spider in our cabin.
The size, larger than the size of my palm.
Yeah, it was absolutely preposterous. I tried to kill it, and then it ran, and I got even more scared, and then I tried to kill it again. That still didn't work, and then I slammed my shoe against it a third time, and it finally worked.
Kathleen, what's the biggest spider you've ever seen?
I think I've suppressed that memory.
Okay, sounds good. I feel like I'd do the same.
Yeah, the spider we saw was at least five big.
Five. Yeah, maybe six.
Oof, man, yeah. It was
out
a scary...
What?
Five big.
Out of six.
Okay.
No, it was. Don't question it. It was just five big.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's nothing else to it. So we had some stuff to talk about. So we went to Portland. Let's start off with that.
Mm-hmm.
That group was comprised of myself, Bradley, and London. And we went there. It was a beautiful day. It was very sunny. Bradley put on sunblock. London and I didn't.
Haha.
And we walked around and experienced the festival there and got to experience lobster.
Which I discover... Okay, so we went to this one place called... It was the Portland Lobster Company. And then apparently they have the best lobster roll there in all of Portland. And having the best lobster roll in Portland, Maine, I assume, should be one of the best lobster rolls in the country.
Yeah.
Out of all... Because Portland in Maine is known for lobster. So it's like it has to be in the top, what is it, 99th percentile? Is that good?
99th percentile. Yep.
That's good. I don't get how the percentile thing works.
I think if it was in the first percentile, then that would mean it's just the worst.
Really bad.
Which if it's rated the best in Maine, one of the biggest cities on the coast of Maine, yeah, it's going to be in the 99th percentile.
Okay. So. And I realize after paying $18 for a roll, not that good. I don't like lobster.
Yeah, lobster is expensive. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Do you like lobster?
Well, I will say one time in fourth grade while we lived in Boston, my parents said, you get to make dinner tonight, and I made lobster rolls, and I think they ate it because they felt bad. I mean, a child making lobster just doesn't...
How'd you get your hands on that, even?
I think my mom gave me a cookbook for me. I don't know. And it had lobster rolls. And I was it's time for... And I hate seafood. So I really don't know what was going on.
Why'd you make lobster rolls then? Just because it was in the book?
Dude, yeah. So you were in third grade?
I was in fourth grade.
Fourth grade. Okay.
Yeah.
If I was in fourth grade and my parents asked me to make something to eat, I would think mac and cheese...
Hot dog.
Or grilled cheese.
Well, unlike you, I'm a culinary god. So.
who within recent memory, thought it was... within memory, thought it was a smart idea to mix orange juice and milk because it would, quote, taste like a creamsicle.
I soon learned that science makes milk curdle.
That didn't work.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, to
That's
be
hilarious.
Fair, you can't cook at all, so I don't think you should talk about anything.
But I don't put...
You have no
I
opinion.
Don't put milk in orange juice.
Hey,
I do have an opinion.
Hank actually did cook on this trip, and those pork chops were fantastic.
Yeah.
Not a joke.
Yeah.
Even though London did the marinade and everything.
And instructed me. I put it on the pan, and I flipped it over, and I took it off, and... Dad, I'm trying to record a podcast! So that's what happens when you record at home with your loving family.
Bless.
Who needs you to turn the lights out.
Anyway, London enjoyed the lobster way too much.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say enjoy. I mean, I like my lobster roll.
Wait, hold on. Did we even talk about that? We had to cut around.
Yeah. So Bradley didn't like his lobster roll.
Yeah.
But I liked my lobster roll. I enjoyed it. But I think the most fun was just the infectious fun of how freaking much London loved his lobster.
It was amazing.
He bought the 1¼-pound lobster, so he just had a whole lobster there. They just boiled it and gave it to him with a whole bunch of vegetable garnish and fries.
The way children look at fireworks was the same way London looked at his lobster. It was amazing. He was having a great time.
Yeah. The happiest human being on earth during that moment. And he ate every last bit of meat out of that thing. Lobsters, they have a whole bunch of meat in them, and then their guts look like guacamole. Ugh, and I was like, ooh, that looks inedible. Yeah. And London was like, no, it's edible. And then he tried it, and he was like, that's pretty nasty. I was like, yeah, I don't think you're supposed to eat that. But I'm not the food expert. So he might have been right. It's edible, but it looked nasty and apparently tasted nasty.
0 out of 10 for that part. So, and then London, after eating an entire lobster dinner, got 2 more lobsters.
Yeah, so we went to the fish market and he purchased 2 live lobsters to bring back for him and his roommate to cook the next day for dinner. So they took the live lobsters and put them alive just in an ice chest, a foam ice chest, for him to drive back to make the 3-hour drive back to Vermont with, which he put under blankets to insulate in the back of his car. I named one of the lobsters Rufus, and did I come up with Doofus?
I don't know.
I think somebody else did, but like,
I think it just came out of thin air.
Yeah, I was just like, let's name them Rufus and Doofus, and so we did. And so they were our cute little friends until they were inevitably boiled and eaten a couple days ago.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, sweet princes.
But alive in our hearts.
Yep. They were gay lobster princes for Pride Month. Rufus and Doofus. So yeah, that was our time in Portland. Oh yeah, so as I said, Bradley put on sunblock. London and I didn't. London didn't get sunburnt too badly. The skin on my nose is peeling right now. Kathleen's like looking to see. It is. It was worse this morning.
He's lying.
No, I'm not. I'm not a liar. Especially not to our loyal listeners.
I guess I don't have my glasses on. I can't see it.
Oh, yeah. She's blind. But so I'm saying is she's drawing an incredibly detailed drawing.
Show the microphone. How's it looking so far? Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
You can't hear it, but it's good. Just trust me.
But so, yeah, and then we went back and Ethan came back over to the KOA, and then we went and we played a little
little VR action
with fun, Ethan.
Fun times.
And then came back to the KOA and spent the night there. We built a little fire. And then from there? Yeah.
Was it from there? We just drove to the Boston KOA?
The next day we drove to the Boston KOA, which was, I mean, it wasn't as active, definitely, as the one in Maine, because it was a Monday. It was just, the people that were there were just people parking their trailers. So we were the only people in cabins.
But let's talk about Boston.
Yes.
Boston is your town.
Yes. It is my favorite place I've lived.
It's your turf.
And going back there, I think just like, I'm realizing that like, it's the perfect place to grow up, I think. Like, and that's why I love it so much. Because like, for a kid who wants to explore, Boston is the place to go. It's
which is why you're running for mayor of Boston, Massachusetts. It is
2017. Peg Farr 2017.
Yeah, go back and vote for him.
You guys to vote for me yesterday.
If you're listening to this in 2019, it's too late. You missed out.
I already won.
Hank's already in the mayor.
I've been the mayor of Boston for 2 years now. It's been a good run.
All right.
That's why it's my home turf. But
he's had a political scandal, so
absolutely
will not be continuing.
Yeah, they found
money laundering. You've been cleaning up your money on irons and everything, you know.
Yeah,
good. Is that what money laundering is? I honestly don't know.
That was a good save. I was going to make a lot more worse of a reference, so that was a good save. So I was there during 7th grade, and I just loved it. And so we got to, we actually ended up parking. So it was raining a lot in the morning. So we kind of waited a little bit for the rain to slow down. And then while the rain was slowing down to a stop, we went to the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library.
Which is just filled with JFK stuff.
Yep. They had his crutches. They had his campaign stuff. I loved how wonderfully simple his campaign poster was. Like, they were just the French flag, as Bradley put it, turned sideways with John F. Kennedy and Lyndon B. Johnson's face cut out pretty much, I think, with scissors and glued onto it. And then Kennedy and Johnson written on it in white text on the red and blue parts. And it worked, obviously. Simplicity is better.
Yeah.
Make America Simple graphics again.
No, okay. make
so,
that a shirt.
Yeah, for us graphic designers who feel like things are too complex nowadays.
But make the text incredibly complicated, like different fonts for every single letter.
I think every letter should alternate between Comic Sans and Papyrus.
I think that's going a bit too and it close just to says, some Undertales.
And it just says, "You mad, bro," on it or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Actually, no. The back, it's like a jersey. It says, "You mad, bro," on top. Wait, and instead of a number, it's a question mark. You think they'd let you do that?
No. Well, they can't stop us.
Yeah. Who's gonna stop us? The internet.
The NRA.
The NRA.
You mad, bro?
Everyone's like, yes, we are actually.
I meant to say the NSA, but I think the NRA was just funnier for that situation.
Who's gonna stop us? The NRA.
So well, they have guns.
Exactly. So, yeah. So they definitely can. If they for some reason decide they want to stop us, they definitely can.
Yeah. I mean, but also, like, who's going to stop us, really?
The Bostonians?
The Bostonians.
We should definitely get back on topic. Yes. Yeah, so the Boston. So we actually parked the car back in front of my old house, which was rinky-dinky and worn down, and they've definitely repainted it and done up the place, and it looks way better.
Nice.
It really does. Can I say something here?
Yeah.
No.
You're on this podcast to not talk.
Okay. When we first moved into the house, so whenever we were moving, my parents, when we finally got a place where we were staying, they would send us the address. And when she first sent me the address, I was like, great. And I looked at it on Google Maps and I was like, no. And and the house next door looked so much nicer. It had like clean paint. It had bushes in front. And then, you know, the house next door, which was actually our house, had paint peeling. There was the door looked like
chain link fence.
Yeah.
For style in the front.
Yeah. Yeah. And it looked like it was falling apart, and so I wanted to believe so badly that we were living in the house next door, and my hopes were finally crushed.
Ironically, the house next door is actually kind of overgrown now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, how the turntables.
Yeah, seriously. Exactly. It's like actually gotten a little unkempt. So that was an interesting plot twist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we saw that, and then we went down and saw my old K through 8th grade school. Where
same school as Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien went, yeah.
Whoa, shout out to Coco.
Really? I didn't know that.
Really?
You didn't?
I had no idea.
I have never mentioned that. I feel like I've said that 1,000 times, and I've never said that around you.
You've never said that to me, no.
No way.
Fight.
I can't believe I forgot.
He's withheld this information.
Jeez, I can't believe I forgot to say that. Yeah, he came into school while we were there.
What?
Yeah.
Well, of course I didn't know. I was 12, so whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's... I can't believe I never mentioned that around you. That's super interesting. But so... Yeah, it's... That's where Conan went, and we actually saw there was an old mural
that you painted.
Yeah, that I helped. Well, I drew part of it, and I painted another part. But so I drew. It was the year I was there in 2011 was actually the 100th anniversary of that school's building, and so we did a big mural where we did like a thing on the left. It was all black and white, going over across until 2011, where it was like modern stuff. As of 2011, and which
just iPod Nanos and stuff.
Yeah, like old dude, that was the year of just loving
freaking Pogs.
I had my iPod Touch 4th generation, and I loved that thing.
I had my little iPod Nano with the camera.
Oh yeah, the one that only took video for some reason.
And we used to make videos on it, and also had a little maze game that when you tilted it, and oh my gosh, it was the best.
There was that one where you could like use the scroll wheel, and it would
go around. It was like the thing. I don't know.
That was the best. I played. My grandpa had this like older version of the iPod Nano that had a really fun edition of that. Oh man, they need to just like sell throwback versions.
Why can't they just put it on iPhone? Put those games on iPhone.
Yeah, if they made one app that had all of the old iPod games, that would be amazing.
I would pay like $5
for Apple, we're giving you money.
We are, yeah.
You can't see it, but I am doing the Make It Rain on my phone right now. Apple literally has no idea. If you charged $1, you would make $1 million in a day. Like that. And you already have the files. You already know how to do
it. Yeah, they're developed. The games are developed.
Yeah, so Apple, get on that.
Wow. Okay, so yeah, that's the best idea.
Anyway, Boston. Any crushed dreams from the trip?
So there is a crushed dream. So after going, we took the train over and walked the Freedom Trail.
Which was awesome.
Saw a whole bunch of historical stuff, and then we got on the train, took the train back, sat next to the happiest baby, an adorable baby that was next to me, and I played peekaboo with it, and it thought I was so funny, and that was a little self-esteem boost because nobody else thinks I'm funny. But it thought I did, and that's all that matters. A cute little guy. He had a little coffee cup thing that he would chew on without his teeth.
Adorable.
Yeah. So, and then we took the train back, and I was like, great, let's go to my favorite ice cream shop, Emac and Bolio's, which is this, like, 70s music-based ice cream shop built in the 70s that was used for, like, musicians would actually practice there. And it had really good ice cream that had, like, interesting flavors. And it also had these insane ice cream cones that would be chocolate dipped, and then they would cover them in candy. So they would have, like, I would always get the Reese's Pieces or the M&M's, but there were, like, gummy bear ones, and there was, like, Rice Krispie ones.
Mom let you get chocolate dipped. I'm feeling real cheated right now. I never was able to get any of those cones. I never was.
Really?
She let me get once the chocolate covered with
sprinkles. That's probably because I would go with my friends without mom. Yeah, because I was an independent, strong and independent 7th grader.
Uh-huh, high five.
You can't see it, but my face right now, it is not happy.
But notice everything's in the past tense. Hank, continue.
Yeah, so we're walking back. And I knew it was on one of three corners, and I couldn't remember which one. So we walked past the first one. I was like, nope, that's the Greek store. That's still there. Walked past the second one. Nope, that's the cigarette store and, like, just general kind of gas station-y, like, convenience store. It's not there. And then we walk up, and we get up to the third corner where Bradley's like, are you sure it's there? I'm like, I know it's here.
And I had a feeling it wasn't.
I don't know, because I was starting to get this worried sense that it wasn't there, too. I don't know what it was.
Right?
It was, like, a weird, like, aura about the place that it just wasn't there. And we got there, and sure enough, the place had been hollowed out and the sign removed.
You're living in... I've been listening to a philosophy podcast. You're trying to create your own fantasy in the world where... it was there, even though you knew that it wasn't, actually.
But the thing was that I had no idea it wasn't. I had never heard of it getting closed off. That was so weird to me. Mm-hmm. And, like, so apparently, I mean, the business, it's not out of business. The business still has multiple other locations now in, like, many different cities. But that was the original one. And they closed it down because the rent went up. In 2017, 2 years ago. I had no idea.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
And so we got there and I was like, oh, no. Like, that was one of the most disappointing things I've ever seen. It was just like, yeah, so I didn't get my Emac and Bolio's ice cream because the nearest one was 5 miles away and I wasn't gonna drive there. Not in Boston, which actually isn't that bad to drive in, but like it's still not fantastic. You have to cross train tracks and it's kind of scary. So I went to a different place that we would always go for like my dad and my sister and I would wake up super early on Saturday morning and walk Gracie over to Cafe Feix, which was a nice little cafe. And Kathleen and I would get iced hot chocolate. It's just iced chocolate.
It's like an iced hot chocolate is how to describe it though.
Yeah. But it's like that bitter hot chocolate no, but it's not. It's that, like, bitter
hot chocolate. It tastes chocolate like taste. Hot chocolate. It's like they made it, and then they just stuck it in a fridge, and they were like,
and it's ice, incredibly baby. Good. And so Kathleen and I would get that, and my dad would get coffee, and we'd play Uno together. So that was a little nostalgia thing. I was expecting Mac and Bolios, but I still got something fun. So that was nice.
And now, speaking of getting something fun, it's time to take a quick ad break. For the last time, listen to this ad.
It's a really good ad.
It's a really good ad, to quote Henry Holgerts. And now, at the end of our lives, it's time to...
Whoa.
What?
We're not dead.
Oh, you're going to be.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, don't you know the series finale of this is actually our own finale? We will die after this podcast.
We're going to commit suicide on audio.
Nope. It's not going to happen. That is a joke. I don't want that on tape. But no. So this is basically the end. Today we drove over 8 hours, I want to say. Ugh. Over 8 hours straight. We didn't stop for lunch. We just got gas once.
Yep.
From Boston to Washington, D.C.
Which takes you through New York City. So if you don't know, Boston, New York City, and Washington, D.C. are all not super well known for having fantastic driving conditions.
Yeah.
Compound that with 8 hours of driving, and you get an emotionally exhausting drive.
Yeah, and you get grumpy Hank.
Yeah. I got kind of grumpy at Waze because it would, like...
It would do horrible
things that would cause issues.
Yeah, it wouldn't reroute in time to the point of, like, you didn't know where
to go. You would miss turns. And
yeah.
I was getting super mad. And then there was a point where, like, I couldn't tell if I was in the right spot. And it wasn't, like, it was, like, turn left or stay to the left to I-85 to this. And, like, to Emerson Street North, Northwest, Tunnel West, Emerson North.
I think that's mainly just New York. New York isn't easy to drive through.
It's totally, in the moment, it was totally Waze's fault. And I yelled at Waze for, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So I was very mad.
Waze, we won't sponsor you on this. If any other GPS companies want to sponsor
Waze,
us,
Waze has done so much good for me. Honestly, like, Waze has, like, been a fantastic service. I really like it. I will champion it.
It's
I
was from just Israel. Really, did you know really... that? This is a fun fact.
Oh, shoot.
What?
I'm kidding. But, no, I love Waze. It's fantastic. It just, in the moment, I had to blame it because I was mad.
Yeah.
And then, man, there was this one just moron driver that that really pissed me off. That, like, so...
Hey, are you getting mad at talking about this?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, continue.
So Bradley was going to... We needed to get off to an exit.
And it was really quick. You essentially got onto the freeway, and within under, like, half... Not even half a mile.
Yeah.
Like, a fourth of a mile, you had to get over to...
Yeah.
You had to go over three lanes and exit. And during what's, I assume, not rush hour, but... pretty heavy traffic.
Yeah. Well, I'd say it was rush hour.
Okay.
Just about.
During rush hour, it was tough to get over and, like, signal is like, hey, I need to get over, and people
aren't. So this dude was blocking him from getting over. And he just was in this exit and wouldn't let him in. And then when Bradley managed to, like, slow down a little bit and get over between him and the guy behind him, the person didn't even take the exit and sped off over the median back onto the freeway. Blocked Bradley out for no reason and then just took off.
Yeah.
Total moron. I was very angry.
Yeah, I got over it.
So if you're listening,
I don't have that bad road rage. As soon as something bad happens to me, I'm like, hey, and I forget about it. I'm like, oh, this is a cool song on a radio.
I get pretty road ragey.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah. we drove a lot the whole trip, and I managed to, like, not have things to get mad over. But the second it gave me something mad to get mad over, I was mad.
Yeah.
Now
I just have to save all my anger for United Airlines tomorrow. I know it's going to be delayed. I know
it's just like you knew that Emac and Balooz wasn't there. It's just a foreboding sense.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. But so it's... hey, United, don't do that. United, if you're listening. If all of your employees are listening, don't mess this up.
Hey, yeah, don't mess this up.
Don't mess this up.
I want to wrap up this podcast by just kind of talking about our favorite moments of the trip.
Yeah.
And let's start with Kathleen. Kathleen, Do you have your favorite moment of this trip?
Not being on it.
Not being on it? That was your favorite moment?
Yeah. She had school, unfortunately.
I envy you.
You envy me? All right.
No, I'm kidding. It was fun. Second favorite trip of all time, I'd say.
Yeah.
Actually, third. I went to Japan once. That was pretty dope.
Yeah. I would put
this on the Japan exchange for... Oh, wait, never mind.
Yeah, it was a Japan exchange in middle school. Did you...
Yeah, did my you friends ever just... did. No, my friend... All of my friends did, but...
Yeah, it's a fun thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would put this as my third favorite trip of all time as well, because for me, it was the... The other, like, the top two which are tied for me are the first road trip that we did.
Absolutely.
With Nate and Jackson, where we recorded our first podcast.
Fun fact, I recently found all the audio files for What Did You Learn Today, Jackson, and I'll probably edit it into one giant long thing so you can binge listen to the entire What Did You Learn Today, Jackson series.
Which is pretty epic.
Which is pretty epic. Yeah, continue. Yeah.
And then going to Philmont Scout Ranch with my dad was a very, very important and fun experience.
Aww.
So we had a really good time. My favorite moment was definitely just being around the campfire with Bradley, London, and Ethan all in one place, which was totally, totally awesome. And I really enjoyed that. And we had fun conversations and we worked through getting a fire going together, just hanging out with all four of them, playing VR, having dinner. Really, really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I have awesome friends. Aww. So that was very special to me.
That was special to me too.
Yeah.
My favorite moment is actually a tie. One, it's between New York City, of course. I love New York City. New York City, I want to live there if possible, because I think it's a fun city to live in and there's a lot of opportunities. But also, I really did appreciate going down to Providence and getting to see Henry. I really think that was something special.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was really special because...
Impromptu planned. We did a good job.
Yeah. Henry's a good friend. In being able to go down and see him where he is, because he was saying, like, yeah, I'm just in Providence. And the fact that he reached out to us, essentially, we were thinking about reaching out to him. We were busy, like, I was driving and just kind of spaced on it. And then as soon as I posted a picture, it was like, hey, come on down. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so nice. Henry, if you're listening to this, you're a great guy. It was fun getting Asian food with you. It probably one of my favorite restaurants on the trip, just because it wasn't touristy at all. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's very great. True. Yeah, those are the ties for my...
Cool.
Even though I love seeing London again, he's awesome.
Yeah.
And Ethan is a really cool person. I appreciate hanging out with him.
You're not close, super close with London and Ethan like I am.
Yeah.
So, and you're close with Henry, so that makes sense.
Yeah,
Seeing people you're close with is important.
Yeah, you know, that's the whole message about this. It's friends and family, you know?
Yeah.
Just go hug someone today.
Yeah.
We should rename this podcast to go. The episode title of this podcast will be "Go Hug Someone Today."
Yeah,
that's the name of this episode.
And we're renaming the podcast to "Spreading Positivity with Jake Paul."
Nope.
Who is now all about
now
spreading,
YouTube's hero?
YouTube's hero.
He didn't
want
to be, but he had to be.
he canceled Cody Ko.
He did. Who was the internet bully of the century?
Did you not hear him at the beginning of that video? He said, "We're totally gonna mess this one person's life up," and that person was Cody Ko, and we have not heard from him since.
He
oh my
literally
gosh!
Vanished.
You guys think he killed? You guys think he banished Cody Ko into the Shadow Realm?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Cody. You. Have fun in the Shadow Zone, you cyberbully. Jake Paulers for life.
And
thank you for listening.
You know what? Yeah. And on this note, maybe do want to try... let's throw in a little special thing. I'll throw in a little clip from our first episode of What Did You Learn Today, Jackson, at the end.
That's really cool.
The first clip. So... This is the end of Ben Trippin' with Brad and Hank.
Yeah, the conclusion of the second road trip.
Stay tuned right after this for a snippet from the first episode of What Did You Learn Today, Jackson, in, I think it was Leavenworth, Washington we are in.
Yep.
And it was...
Summer of
2017. 2017.
Yep.
All right. We want to thank you so much for listening. A lot of our friends listen to this, so
thanks for all. We had a lot of guests on this show.
A lot of the guests,
Kathleen, Henry, London, Ethan.
I think that was it.
Yeah, I think that's everybody.
Yeah, and then everyone else that we met on the trip, all of London's housemates were great.
A bunch of his buddies.
Yeah, all of his buddies over in Killington, Vermont, and what's the town name?
Rutland.
What a bland, boring. Rutland, get a better name. God, Rutland, just get. I cannot.
Rename yourself to Dopeland.
Dopeland. That's
even
that's,
though it's not. Just say you are.
Yeah, y'all.
And then it will be.
Yeah, you have.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the end. Thank you all so much. Yeah. And now, Jackson, what did you learn today? Hey, welcome to What Did You Learn Today, Jackson.
Yeah, we're halfway through our drive today. We just reached Leavenworth, Washington.
Jackson's currently lying down on the ground. Jackson, can you yell a little bit? Yeah. All right. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah, what I learned so far is that Leavenworth, Washington is still a fun place. However, they have ye olde signs for everything, and that it's like either asbestos, snow, or my guess, like cotton or something is in the sky.
I'm not sure what's going on in the sky right now.
And I'm lying out on the grass. It looks like I'm under a picnic table, you know, and I'm loving life. I'm still in Washington, so it's all good.